Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. As you sit with what freedom from suffering looks like for you around giving, allow to arise in conscious, compassionate awareness a way to train to be free from suffering around giving. Assignment. Make a commitment that embodies your training focus. This will be your daily practice for the next 7 days. Remember, as awareness practitioners, our practice of commitments is not about achieving a content goal. We're always training to pay attention. Example, twice a day, I'll practice giving from a place that's compassionate to all, looking to see whether or not I'm included. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Tony from Athens.
Well, hello, Tony. What are you seeing?
Hi, Sherry. Gosh. Well, it's been an interesting month. I've gotten this far, and it's been great. I've seen so much. And now I'm having a little bit of, I don't know, what is some kind of obstacle to coming up with a very succinct kind of concrete commitment. What I've gone through is I have a good, you know, 7 or 8, like, big insights that I experienced over this month that came from doing, looking at giving. Things like, you know, start where you are. I know that those sensations don't mean danger. Worry is not preparation. You just have like a collection of insights, and a lot was behind each one. But I thought maybe if I called in, could kind of look at a commitment that could come from this.
Mm-hmm. And is there any of that that has stood out over time? Any that went past, I see, into something that occurs to you more regularly?
Hmm. Well, I want to say they all do.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, you know, it's like, okay, just pick one. I'm like, oh, but I don't, part of it when I see come, it's like, I don't want to forget what I saw with some of these, like when I saw that having standards is not helpful. You know, different things that seemed in the start where you are. I mean, this great experience with just starting where I was and recording and listening and how I moved through. So, I mean, maybe I just would.
Well, I have a little idea.
Oh, good.
Okay. How about if you write each one of those out on a separate little piece of something, put them in a hat, and draw one every day?
Oh, okay. Very good.
That way you won't forget. You know, I mean, that could continue past this month's focus, right? I mean,
right.
You could do that for as long as you wanted. You could actually add insights to it till your hat gets so full you have to come up with another approach.
Yeah, I might need to get a wheelbarrow or something.
That's exactly right. A bathtub.
Yeah. Oh, that's so creative. I love that. I can do that. Yeah, write them out on a little card and then put them in the spine. Just each day pick one and work with that particular one that day. Get some recording and listening, and at the end of the day, my review could be, well, how did I see that, or how did that show up during the day, or something like
how
that.
How did that play out? Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so brilliant. Okay. I can do that.
Good. Let us know,
I will. Thank you.
It's fun. Yeah. Thanks, Tony.
It is fun. Thank you so much. That's great.
Thanks, Tony. Sherry, there were two things I was seeing about that. One is how the content of what we're looking at. I mean, it's a process, of course, it's giving. But in the process of looking at it, there's so much that drops in, and that conditioning wants to make the commitment about giving, not necessarily what I saw that I want to practice with around my process.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is
mm-hmm.
how you facilitate.
What I want to give attention to.
That, oh, wonderful. I was just going to go there next. So that's the gift we give ourselves, which is to be able to practice with the insights that we've seen in exploring this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That it doesn't have to look a certain way, you know? And that every time we move to that place of I don't know, the wonder of this practice is the access to being facilitated to a place of clarity, either through the structures that are provided or with the recorder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're never alone and we're never out of options, right? We have constant access to the wisdom, love, and compassion that is us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Lori in Northern California.
Well, hello, Lori, in Northern California.
Yes, I have just yesterday moved. So I'm sitting amid boxes and missed a couple of assignments. But I read something yesterday that I thought I would practice with, which is see if you can give more than you receive, and you'll never be able to. And I've been conscious.
Oh, gosh, just stop a minute. That is so it, isn't it? See. So take on the challenge of giving more than you receive, and then move very quickly to the realization that could never be possible.
It's true.
I'm so good, Lori.
Aware of all the things that I'm receiving. Like, oh my gosh, every second there's something I could possibly give more than I receive.
Right. We can't even keep up with what we're receiving. Right.
Exactly.
We couldn't. Right. We couldn't think fast enough or speak fast enough to keep up with it.
Yeah. It's lovely because in the move, there's been a lot of attention on what I'm losing and leaving behind. And so to turn my attention to, oh my gosh, look at this redwood tree I have outside my window. And wow, and I get to walk on a trail that's close by. And it's too big and too much for me to possibly ever meet match in giving.
Yes.
It's just remarkable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, because I can see all of this. I can hear all of this. I can taste all of this. I can touch all of this. I can feel all of this. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, if we just went with our senses, we're being given so much more than we could ever even say thank you for.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I would miss receiving if I were saying thank you as much as I would need to.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it has to just be a giant thank you in the heart, doesn't it? Which kind of is a description of being open-hearted, which is a lovely way to live.
And I get to get in better in touch with this young, delighted part that looks for those things, like, oh, look at the tree.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, look at the dirt trail. Oh, this is so cool. And usually it's, oh, geez,
what's on the trail? What's on the trail? What's around that bend? What's around that? Yeah.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Lori.
Oh, thank you. I am. I actually am in a state of sort of shock, so I don't know how I feel, except, But the young girl who got to find a trail this morning is thrilled. So That's very good.
Yeah. Yeah. And this would be one of those wishes, okay? May you never get back to a place of complacency. May you never become familiar enough with where you are that you begin to accept ego's assessment of where you are. May you stay in that place of, I don't know, and wonder.
And better than, it doesn't go to complacency, it goes to, this is hell. So let's hope I will never go back to that. Yeah.
Well, complacency and hell are synonyms.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah. Yeah, because one quickly moves to the other. Yeah, if I'm not I'm in hell.
Oh, in my last place, I was longing for complacency. So, but you're right. Yeah, that would have been,
Don't do that. Just all we're doing is letting go of the hell there, and what's replacing that is this here now, being, presence. Yeah.
And I'm so delighted to be on the call. So, yeehaw, and thank you, whatever. Thank you to life for connecting me this morning.
Let me say to you, happy trails.
Thank you, Sherry. I appreciate
I think you're
that.
Old enough to remember that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I won't sing it. I'll just say it. All right.
That's okay.
All right. Thanks, Lori.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Lori. I so enjoyed that conversation, Sherry. And what I was seeing so much about the quote that Lori started us off with is it is that movement that we do when from something like that to the infinite, right? Because if I'm in the process of being grateful or at least present to everything I'm receiving, I cannot be in a place of scarcity because I'm present to everything that's here, which is infinity. And so then, giving becomes almost, I'm this just a revolving door because what's given through me from a place of center, even if the awareness is on receptivity, is enormous.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I'm infinitely able to give because of which process I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah, and we learn to be delighted with the dizziness that comes from being that revolving door spinning faster and faster and faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this and this and this and this. Oh, this. Oh, this. Just no time to stop and think, Ashwini.
I know.
There's no time to stop and think. Isn't that glorious?
It is completely glorious. Completely glorious. Well, I'm going to have to do something a little bit different with my queue because I'm only allowed to take the next caller that's on the queue. So, there we go. My ability to make sure that everyone gets a turn is slightly limited this morning, so here we go.
Well, and if I may, that's a good insight into what you're up against, and whoever is in your role is up against, is attempting to make sure everyone has a chance. That we don't hear from the same person every day. We love it that the same people will be in the queue every day, but that's not the same as being in the conversation every day because we want everybody to be able to participate. And then when I ask more people to be in the queue and we hope people respond, then it gets larger. And now, for whatever reason today, sounds like technology is making that impossible for you. So,
Give me if you've been on the queue or you've been waiting and don't get in the queue today. Hang on. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Catherine from St. Louis.
Well, hello, Catherine. What are you seeing?
Well, a lot. My daily practice is to make a recording of what I have given in the day. So whenever I do the recording, which is usually afternoon, like what I have given that day. And a couple of things I'm seeing. One, I'm seeing how much resistance there is to giving me, from ego, to giving me any credit whatsoever for anything. And
oh, of course.
And how, which of course I know that, and it helps to see it in the context of a recorder, because then I'm more aware of it in other areas too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah, just how present, how ever present it is, how nasty it is.
Yeah.
And
I'm
the proof that no matter what you do, it's never going to give you any credit. It's going to be nasty regardless.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and then also how when I'm talking, the recording so far, so what have I given? And what I'm noticing is that it goes to love. So what love I've given and for that day, and how that's been expressed, and how then once I'm there and I'm seeing that, I start experiencing it, and so the recording is just kind of a blissful experience of being in that place of love and sharing and openness and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that.
Mm-hmm.
So
expressing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So that...
Wow.
Yeah.
No
so
wonder ego wants to get you stopped.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So just, you know, recording is so helpful. it's great.
Yes.
Great tool.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, Catherine, what... I mean, this is kind of obvious, but still. It's such a double whammy when you record in the face of that resistance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the resistance and then getting distracted and okay, and you forget to do it and you get beaten up for whatever. But there's realizing this is my commitment, there's ego resisting, I'm going to do it anyway, and you move to bliss.
Mm-hmm.
That is really bad news for ego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's the process of presence.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And, of course, that's where love is, too. So the love
that's
I'm
where
experiencing.
Love is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're doing it right there in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're not doing it on ego's timeline. You're not, well, later, after you, whatever it is, which usually never happens. It's right there in the face of it. So there's
mm-hmm.
the ego saying, nope. You can't do that because, and you say, nanner, 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 and you pick up
yeah.
the recorder and you go to bliss. I mean, that's
yeah.
just, that's
yeah.
freedom.
Yeah. 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 I'm seeing the,
and
yeah,
power.
And it, yes, and it underscores how making a commitment and keeping it, no matter what's going on,
yes.
is so supportive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, it's what we have to do.
Yeah.
It's why we move from making little commitments a la the tap yourself on the head 3 times when you step out of bed in the morning to learn to keep that, something that is so silly and innocuous that if ego objects to it, its objection is seen for what it is, all the way up to, yeah, I can't find a single cell in my body that thinks this is a good idea to commit to this, and I'm going to commit to it. Because I want to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, so helpful.
Yeah. Thank you, Catherine. So helpful.
Thank you.
Okay. Gotcha.
Thanks, Catherine. Sorry, I so appreciated that last line that I want to do the hardest thing that... I mean, not the hardest thing, but what every cell in my body refuses to do simply because I want to see what happens.
Yeah.
It's so so important that we keep commitments from that perspective, right?
Yes.
Because it goes back to what you were saying to Catherine, that keeping the commitment is giving to, is the ultimate giving. Mm-hmm. It's giving to life rather than giving to benefit the ego.
Yes. 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 Yeah. Oh, well stated.
Yeah.
Yes. And to see what happens, you know, when we talk about unconditional love, there it is. When we talk about working out our own salvation diligently, there it is. I want to see how this happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not keeping that commitment because it makes me a better person. Mm-hmm. It's not a self-improvement program. Mm-hmm. I want to see what happens.
Well, and it helps keep out of it being a self-improvement program, right? Because otherwise it does get converted into that. It's about my ability to do it or meet the standard or what kind of a person I am that I do or do not keep the commitment. And to have that caveat is it's all for seeing what happens. Really, really gives us the freedom to explore.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Scientist.
All right. Here's our next caller, Sherry. You're live on the air.
Ooh.
Please introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Isotta.
Hi. Hello. What are you seeing?
I have been sick, and I have had an overload of work, so I'm kind of 5 days behind with the assignments, but I didn't want to let conditioning not make me call, so I called anyway. But my last insight is from 5 days ago, but I think it was still a practice success, so I wanted to report it. So the way I was looking at generosity at the beginning of the month, it started with me not being generous with time, like giving my time to people and this kind of stuff, and always having to work and to do everything and to be super active and doing a lot of stuff. But then I noticed something incredible. You say practice saves somebody else's life, because I hired an assistant for work.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was practicing, I realized I was treating her, the poor girl, as I treat myself. So she couldn't have a free moment to breathe, the poor woman, you know? Like, I was getting so stressed to make sure she always had something to do that I would even give myself extra work to make sure she had something to do. And thank God we were looking at this, and it saved me and it saved her, because I think she would have quit if I would have kept that way.
Mm-hmm. And in the same way, Isotta, that we quit. You know, most people quit, right? They try to go up against ego, and it just gets so awful that they quit. Now, of course, all that happens then is ego is completely in charge of your life, but it still feels like a relief in the moment, because that pressure from ego is off for a little while. So to realize that connection, right, that it would get you to drive her to the point of quitting as a way of driving you to the point of quitting.
This is so interesting that you say this, because in the last maybe 5 or 6 days, I have just worked, apart from one day when I was sick. I haven't done any formal practice, like not the show, not the assignment, nothing. And now that you're making me notice it, the bastard ego wanted me to feel relief, like at least I don't have to do that. That's interesting, right?
Yes, yes. Look how much better you feel when you quit. Now, quit paying attention, right? Quit awareness practice.
Yeah.
Now, all of your energy can go to ruining your life and her life.
Yeah, right.
My ego can have all of that life force to getting both of you, you and your assistant, to the point of just giving up.
Wow, and you know that the fight is so strong that I was listening to the show now, and I got a customer call me, And I hung up to keep listening. And at the third time he called me, I replied. And I said, no, this is not what I want to do. So I told this man, sorry, I'm going to call you later. And I called back into the show, you know. But it's a constant fight.
Yes, it is. And it's having an opportunity to see what you're seeing. So there's how ego treats you. That's one thing. But then when you are watching how ego treats someone else, this very good person who just took a job to try to help you, when you see that, right, you go, wow, this is, I don't want to indulge that.
Yes, I'm so thankful. I will be aware of that feeling of relief that you mentioned. It's super important to be aware of that. Thank you so much for
making me notice
it.
Because Isota, notice that it never offers you relief in any way that doesn't benefit ego.
Yeah.
Now, this is true for everybody, right? That's the relief. Quit practicing awareness. Quit exercising. Quit whatever it is, right? And then what will bring you more relief is have a drink. Watch something mindless.
Never. Oh, I feel so relieved. I talked to Sherry. No, that wouldn't give me relief. Thank you so much for making me notice.
You are so welcome. Deep gasha. Thank you for noticing it. Gasha to you.
Gasha. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Isota. Looks like we have time for one more caller, Sherry. So here you are. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Christina in Southern California.
Well, hello, Christina.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
Well, you know, at the beginning of this month, I kind of zeroed in on a quote from Gandhi that was in one of the writings, maybe the initial. And this is how I heard it. It was, you know, to truly find yourself, lose yourself in the service to others. And, you know, before this particular focus, I probably would have focused on the word service to others. Mm-hmm. But instead, mm-hmm. what was really clear was the losing yourself. You know, losing yourself. And
because Christina, if I just a quick point that I suspect what's pointed at when people say that kind of thing is that it's the fastest way to realize there are no others.
Yeah.
Which is how those two tie together, right? Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, letting go of the self. And so that's just kind of been my guidepost this month, is just, you know, coming to. As soon as I find that I'm in conversation, I'm in an identity, I'm, you know, working from this identity, even on giving, you know, which separates me, then, you know, mm-hmm. letting go, whatever that looks like. And I'm really grateful when I look at the practice commitment. I'm really grateful to the workshop we had on Sunday, because there was a practice that we were asked to do around moving the body and then making a recording around what we noticed. And mm-hmm. for me, it was just so clear that, you know, at the same time that the body is really the most incredible gift that I've been given, the gift that I can give it is attention. You know, that's the absolute, because it's through the body that I experience life. I mean, it's not really an it, it's an experience. You know, if it has my attention, mm-hmm. then I'm just in the experience of living. And it was just mm-hmm. so big. And so I thought, well, you know, what I can do is my commitment for this week, and, you know, God willing for eternity, whatever that looks like, is, you know, take 10 minutes to, you know, and, you know, really what I was doing is a 15-minute prostration practice and then taking just 10 minutes of silence. And if I can just to feel it and not, and just to be in the experience. And yeah, and that's a gift. That's that cycle of giving and receiving all in one little practice.
Yes. 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 Oh, yeah. And we see why giving to oneself. Am I not there? I hear you saying, uh-oh.
Okay, I heard we see to oneself. That's all I heard.
Okay. So, culturally, giving to yourself is selfish. Giving to others is selfless.
Right.
Which misses the point of the process, right? Because what we're going for, well, first of all, in a practice like this, we're going for realizing that self is an other from ego's perspective.
Right.
Right. Ego wants to be the subject and everything else is the object, including me. Right. And so to give selflessly to one's self is the quickest route to giving selflessly to all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is what you see, right? Because it brings you, those practices bring you here. And here is very generous.
Mm. Indeed.
Yeah. It's wonderful, isn't it? And it's no wonder we've gotten so tripped up, right? Because that self and other is so culturally underlined. It's such a huge part of the socialization process that reinforces ego. And so to realize no, there is no self and other. So where do we begin? Well, here.
Yeah. And for me right now, the practice is letting go of that like desire, that need to let go. It's like
this
vicious cycle of it's always trying to make me someone who does something.
That's exactly, which is back to Isota, right? Because
exactly.
Right, yeah, because what it's talking you into is quitting.
Oh. Yeah,
what all of that is in aid of. You have to do something, Christina. You need to let go of something. Hey, this right. is hard. This is serious.
Right.
Yeah. Ah.
But it's really
where's that remote? Where's that glass of wine and that remote? God,
right.
I need a break.
Right. Oh.
Rather than
you.
Oh, I'm going to move the body. Enjoy. The vehicle of awakening, I'm going to be in the body and then be still with the joy of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So good, huh?
It's really, really good.
It is. All right. Well, you have fun, okay?
I shall. You too. Gosho.
Good. All right. Gosho.
Thanks, Christina and Cherry. That brings us to the end of the show, our assignment for the day. Beginning today, your daily practice will be to practice your commitment and record what you notice at the end of the day.
Great. And I just want to do a little commercial. I think we have, I have written a letter to Sangha, and it's going to come out pretty soon. Is that true?
Tomorrow,
and part of it speaks to this fun that I am always on about.
Yes,
so I hope people will watch for it. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.